Today was a good day. Today, I spoke with my dad in a way that was different than before. I was able to mend something within me. And when I did, and love was present, I was able to speak to my dad in a way that somehow made me feel free. It made me feel like I wanted to uplift him. I wanted him to be bigger than he was. I wanted him to feel loved. You know, it's the first time today after that I truly felt the emotion, the shift. There is a shift that happened when I wanted to lift him up. I wanted him to see himself bigger and with still having a mission in this life. You know, all of us, we want to be loved. In essence, we do, even if we don't say it. And I realized with my dad that he was incapable of being in any other way than he was, even though it was narcissistic. And for me to not be able to fully embrace who he is and to able to mend myself to the point that I could, well, fully accept my dad, there wouldn't be a moving forward for me. When we hold grudges, when there's something incomplete, you can't fully move forward. There is a weight that is present, even though it's in the background. And it doesn't have to be the same weight for everybody. Of course not. And truly seeing the absence of feeling loved, recreating him and the place that he was coming from when he was talking to me. I think for him to see that and for me to see myself in him the last time I spoke with him, it was healing. And for me to speak the way I did, at some point he asked me, is that what you do? Meaning, do you open your heart? And I said, yes. That's what I'm going for. I may not always wake up this way, but I'm shifting it. I have that ability within myself to shift it. because it's a form of fear when we are closing ourselves off that way. What are we afraid of? What is it that we're blocking ourselves from? And for me, it had a lot to do with just being me. Allowing myself to be me with my dad. How do you do that in a powerful way without being a child? Because in a parent eye, you would think that you're always going to be a child. I never felt an adult as an adult with my dad. Probably not as much as I did on the call with him, where I just allowed myself to speak as me from the heart, bigger than any limitations. This is like talking to the universe and being heard. And, you know, it's a little victory for me. And I had to share that. And I didn't think I would be crying when I would share that. And the part of me does not want to publish this, but I will. Because there's healing happening in real time. When one heals, those that carry that frequency heal too. When they hear it, when they feel it, when they recognize it, when they see themselves riding that wave of healing. My heart is full. You know, I was on a walk when I was talking to my dad. And then when I came back, I started watching this video that was talking to me about a stream of income, the digital freedom system. And I was curious because here he was, a 24-year-old multimillionaire. And I'm looking at multiple streams of income online because I need to learn. Because I know that things are changing. Things are changing. Everything is shifting. We're shifting into a new era. And the era is no longer going to be imprisonment. So we are coming closer to each other. We are the currency, the new currency looks different. It feels different. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today. I was watching a video by Lightstar. If you don't know who she is, you should check her out on YouTube. She goes by Lightstar. She was when the Expanded Consciousness course that I did a couple of weeks ago with Indigo Angel, Lightstar, and Pink Bella Aloha. And it was absolutely unbelievable. It was the exact kind of course that I had been waiting for. I felt very, very recreated, and it was very expansive and expanding. And when you are in that very high frequency and you come together, it's very powerful. You move forward in a very rapid way. And so shifts are happening. They may not be sustainable in the long run continuously. Like, I'm not holding that frequency all the time, but it pulls me. I'm being pulled higher and higher. And so the more I'm being pulled higher and higher, the more I have to let go of the old ways of being me. And, you know, the old me of being with my dad, I had to let go of that. And so I am now, in my own eyes and in my dad's eyes and in, you know, for us, for ourselves, I am bigger. He sees me as someone, he sees me in a new way. I was able to provide something for him and he listened. I was no longer the little one. You know, I let go of anything that had limited me in the past. And then I did it while I was recording. That's a sign of vulnerability. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's very real. But because I'm a constant experimenter, I'm always looking as a scientist as well as what is happening. So I can explain it, so I can help others visualize, see, and imagine it for themselves as well, so that they can heal. And healing truly happens the moment you say, yes, I'm healed. I feel it, sense it. It's there. It's there. Just like a scent can heal us, because with the scent comes the memory of something. Or it triggers us as well. There's so many things that can happen alone through the scent. So, to go back to the video that I was watching, that I was pulled in by the 24-year-old who made millions, I followed because I listened. It was interesting. I wanted to know what it was. And it led me to an AI thing. And the growth box. And I said no to it. And I had to be real about it. Because I have to make a choice. Right? Right now, I still have a way to be myself, create more. Perhaps it's something of readiness. It's just something I felt like I had to say no at this time. So, with that said, the Higher Consciousness workshop was amazing. And truly, as a starseed, you feel that your time has come. You feel that you have to go on mission. You know. You feel the pull. It's your memories start to come up to the point where you're like, yes, this is it. I remember now. There's so many times when I was a kid, I was waiting. I was just waiting to be lifted up. I was waiting to be lifted up. It's like I was going home and coming back. And at some point, it seemed like it stopped. And it stopped because I was suddenly pulled, shocked so much into a state of fear and disconnectedness and disregardment and I think put down, and it was all at once. It was very strong and it disconnected me from that aspect of me. I didn't really know it in that moment that that's what I did, but that's truly what I did, because when I was asking, I was looking up and I was asking for my connection, and I was there and I was begging for it almost. I was so angry, you see, as a child. How did I know that? So I started creating this anger. I started embodying this anger that I would start seeing around me in my family. So when you absorb a state for quite a while, but it's not yours, truly not yours, it's something you're absorbing so much that it seems like it's part of you, but it's truly toxic for you. It was for me, because it was turned inward, you see. It had become a self-anger. I didn't even know it was there. I had to unravel it. I had to unravel it, and then I had to be with it, face it, see it. Why was it there? We make choices to learn certain things. And, you know, when you're a starseed and your wings are being cut so early on, and everything seemed to be against me, nothing really encouraging or, you know, uplifting, approving, it becomes very inward. The battle becomes inward. And we get, this is, you know, every one of us, we have different versions of that. But there is someone inside that is not fully on board. So this piece of me that I had not embraced needed to come out. This, that expression, because, see, I spoke out at that time. I did, and I was 7 years old. And he cut me off big time. So I stopped speaking. And I stopped internalizing, and I was making myself wrong. And it was almost like I was choking myself, right? So when I knew that the healing had to happen. When you get to this level of self-healing, you become more responsible for yourself. You have no more excuses to not be more expressed, more self-actualized, more uplifting, more creating a ground, more for others. Because every one of us is here to take someone else back home. We carry each other home, as they say, right? So, when you accept yourself, how do you know you accept yourself? Is by keep on accepting yourself. You have to do it and then accept yourself, pretty much. The way we judge ourselves is, especially the so-called perfectionist one, right? That perfectionist is a broken system, is no longer acceptable, because there's so much out there. For one to truly think that there is a perfection as in like one perfect identity. Okay. We're not talking singularity here. We're talking perfection. Is that perhaps something that is very individual? I wonder. Can perfection be individual? Or is it also something that is very agreed upon? I don't know. This is a spontaneous open conversation, as it seems. Didn't quite expect that. But hey, in the process of having an open conversation about your own emotions and a breakthrough with one of your parents, I do invite everybody to be present to the victories that you have with your parents and take it as a healing. See what level of you has to open. Because the more inclusive you are, the bigger you become, the more you expand. The more there is growth, the more you shine. And that's how we create poetry. Right? What do we see together? How is the cosmos present when we look up and we all see the stars? But how do we know that we all really truly see the stars in the same way? We have to create a system so that we recognize, oh, there is a Milky Way. Oh, there's that. There is that galaxy and this one and that one. We recognize because we create patterns. We want to go deeper. And so as we're here to take each other home, we really expand as we come more together, not as we contract. Because that's how we get into the diseases. It's contraction. It's individualized. It's put aside. And they do it by themselves, too. It's an isolated state. If we look at illness, it's a state of isolation. And it feels sad. It seems sad. But that's also a view that we hold. It's a judgment that we hold. If we look at the Buddhas, there's Buddhas who were in caves for years in isolation. But we call it in a meditative state. How do we know how it looks, that meditative state? When they are in the cave, we only know the story of that they were there. Perhaps we need to ask them. And that's how we get to call them by name. When we know their story. Their story was, for instance, Babaji. I love, for some reason, I feel a connection to Babaji. And Babaji had a cave in the Indian mountains, at the foot of the Indian mountains. No, sorry, not at the foot, in the Indian mountains, but you could get at the foot of Rishikesh, I think. At the foot of the mountain was Rishikesh. Something like that. And other ones that live in the caves. And we know the story of that. So we have filters that we put on everything. You know, I can say I'm philosophizing away, but what we're doing is perhaps if we just change the perspective, we can say that this is an open dialogue. Because if you truly are engaged in this conversation, it's because you have something to say, or you are listening because there's something that you relate with, right? And you know what I was thinking? The reason why they're saying that by 2026 there will be the biggest, the billion, $460 billion industry is the one of education online. It's an encouragement for all of us to express, to teach. That will be the ultimate form of currency. This is us. We are the ultimate form of currency. Who do you want to be? What do you want to share? That's who we are here to be. And so, education. What do you know that you know you're good at? And you can package it nicely and share it with others so that they can have it and download it and learn it. That's who we are now, and that's where we're headed. And that's pretty much how we sell the digital information that we held within us. It sounds digital, but it really is information. It's how we form things. We hold that information within us and we share it with others. We give it away. And because the financial system is collapsing the way we know it, it is changing. You give the currency of love. You give the thumbs up or down. That's a form of the likes, right? And dislikes, the hearts. All of that, that's all currency. That's you give something or you withhold. But the world is shifting into more authenticity. And so there is more transparency when there is authenticity. And whether we like it or not, we are very transparent because we all have different perspectives. So we will see different aspects of the same person. So for us to really withhold on to anger, it's a very personal responsibility. Because of anger is withheld towards oneself first. So I guess that's my stop for the day. If you made it so far, I feel like we've traveled a bit together today. Thank you for allowing me to open my heart. Thank you for taking the time to walk with me through this very, very I don't seem to find the word. Maybe I want to say real. It's very real aspect of life. You know, transparency. Thank you once again for listening. I am the Muse. Good night.